very good morning to you from a sunny London this morning. Isn't it beautiful when London has the sunshine glowing down on it? I'm in Chester Street, SW1, which is, well, Belgravia, really, this side of Buck Power Road, just next door to Victoria, and I'm behind the Queen's Back Garden. That's Buckingham Palace behind me. So, anyway, what have we done this morning? Been whizzing all around the place. Done 4 jobs since 8 o'clock. Only short ones, but they all help to the overall bigger picture. This morning I thought I'd talk about something that I noticed on a tweet yesterday from Stormcab. You can follow his tweets at twitter.com/stormcab. Storm as in wet and windy, and cab as in, well, cab, you know. And he's also got a great website called stormcab.com as well. Loads of useful information there. If you're a taxi driver, even if you're a private hire driver, I think, as well. He's got stuff there on penalty charge notice hotspots. He's got loads of taxi videos, a few slagging off the private hire industry as he goes around at night with his video camera, shooting lots of film about where minicabs are ranked up on taxi ranks, which of course is illegal. We are not allowed to rank up anywhere, let alone on a taxi rank. Anyway, over to his tweet. What did he tweet about? Well, yesterday he tweeted about a fare that went from SE1 to SE15, which I think must be Peckham, Nunhead, down that way. And it went £11.40 on his meter, and it went 20 quid with a minicab. At least that was the quote that his clients received. And his contention, as is always the contention of hackney drivers here in London, that for short journeys, black cabs are cheaper. Yeah, I agree. Wholeheartedly, for very, very short journeys, a mile or so, maybe two if you're lucky, hackney drivers, black cab, the fares that they charge on the meter are generally cheaper, unless you get stuck in horrific traffic. That's always the issue, isn't it? Because every time the car stops, every time the cab stops, it goes on to a different rate, a different tariff, and you are actually paying for getting stuck in traffic. Now, that 20 quid that a private hire company quoted down to Nunhead, let's say, from SE1, well, does seem a bit top heavy, because looking at his £11.40 on the meter that he charged, he probably went, I guess, about 3 miles, maybe a little bit more. Well, for a 3 mile journey with the biggest cab company in Europe, you'll be looking at a minimum cash fare for 3 miles of 11 quid. But equally, that would be the same fare if it was 100 yards. You with me? Yeah, it doesn't really matter. So, on cash, 11 quid. So, clearly, the biggest cab company in Europe charges less than 20 quid for a fare SE1 to SE15. And of course, then you've got to find a driver that will actually take you there to Peckham from SE1. We all know, well, of course, the driver would already be south of the river because SE1, Waterloo, is south of the river. But nevertheless, when he's coming back in, possibly from a little bit further afield than there, would he really want to take you to Peckham when you flag him down? I would suggest, gentlemen, that and ladies, that a lot of black cab drivers would not want to take that fare. In fact, they may not even turn their light on so that they could pick up the fare in the first place in SE1. There's another job coming through. Okay, well, that's it from me today. I'm round by the back of the Buckingham Palace, and here we go. What have we got? No, that wasn't anything at all. Wonder not. Oh, I know why. Okay, yeah. Oh, that was something else coming in. That's it from me. Take a look at his website, stormcab.com. Lots of good stuff there. My website remains the same, cabfornow.com. On top of that, you've obviously got what we're listening to now, which is Boo. The abbreviated website for Cab for Now on Audio Boo is actually boo.fm/cabfornow. And of course, we've got twitter.com/cabfornow. Also, foursquare.com/cabfornow. That's it from me. Had a great day yesterday, by the way. Oh, what a day yesterday. Got to Gatwick, and so popped into Brighton afterwards, and then came back up here, and then never stopped. Avoided the BAFTAs, though, because with the traffic in Bow Street being closed, it was a nightmare. That's it from me. Stay safe and warm wherever you are, ladies and gentlemen. Ta-ta for now. Be lucky. Bye-bye.